This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back after a short break to the program Know Your Lord. Before the break, we were trying to show the importance and the significance of knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Wadud. Among the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Wadud. Subhanallah. Al-Wadud means the loving one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Protector, He is also all loving. He loves to forgive people. He loves those who come to Him and ask for help. He loves to pardon people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud is all loving, and He is there in the hearts of those who love Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is there as Al-Wadud in the hearts of the people in terms of His knowledge. When we see that we practice what is mentioned in the Quran, when we see we practice what is the authentic teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, we incline towards loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadud. And Al-Wadud, He also loves us. When we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our love is only true when we practice the Quran and the authentic teachings. When we make our lives on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we make ourselves comprehend the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ponder over the Quran, ponder over the creation, we develop the love of Al-Wadud in our hearts. And Al-Wadud, He is the one who is all-loving. He is the one who is all-loving. He loves to forgive all of us. He loves to protect us. He loves that when a slave goes in sujood and says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah the Most High, glory be to Allah the Most High, glory be to Allah the Most High. I do not worship the grave. I do not worship the idols. I do not worship the prophets. I do not worship the angels. I worship Al-Wadud, and I love Him. Al-Wadud will love you. He is all-loving. His love is infinite. Our love is limited. It ends with us. But Al-Wadud, He is all-loving. He loves you. He loves me. He loves the people who talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadud. He is all-loving. People have taken this name, this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and given to someone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all-loving. And there is no one who has the right to be given the attribute, this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that such and such person is all loving. We cannot give, we cannot grant, we cannot say any person that he is all loving. Yes, we love each other, but the love of Allah, as He is Al-Wadud, all-knowing, all-loving, cannot be compared with the love of our creation, with the love that we have among the creation. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wakil. Who is Al-Wakil? Al-Wakil is the one who is the trustee. He is the disposer of affairs. He being the creator. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. He being the creator is the disposer of all affairs. He is managing everything. He is the trustee of everything. He is the manager of every affair on the face of the earth. You and me have a limited capacity to go, to do something by ourselves. But the actual disposer of affairs is Al-Wakil, the trustee, the disposer of affairs. We can just plan and try to implement that plan. But if Al-Wakil, the disposer of affairs, does not want that plan to be implemented, it will never implement. And that is the reason. That is the reason. The great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said this dua, including Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls out after he tries to convey the message of Allah to his people. When he struggled a lot, when he tried to reason with them, debate with them, dialogue with them, they could not understand and comprehend who Allah is. So as a result of their frustration, they threw him in the fire. They threw him in the fire. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? Which dua did he read at that time? Hasbi Allahu ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. And he is the best disposer of affairs. He is Al-Wakil for me. He is there for me in the time of ease, in the time of difficulty. Al-Wakil is always there for me. We as Muslims who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we as Muslims who follow all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also need to call out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as, ah, ya Wakil, ya Wakil, ya Al-Wakil. Oh, the disposer of affairs, help us in all our affairs of life. Help us in all the issues of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Wakil, the one who is the disposer of affairs, the trustee. Among the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Wali. Who is Al-Wali? Al-Wali is the one who is the guardian, the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his generosity, out of his kindness, he guards us. He protects us. How does he protect us? How does he guards us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, out of his blessings, he sent so many prophets and messengers to the people, to the mankind, as representatives on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they invited all the people of their own particular time, in their own places. Every single time there was a Nabi, there was a prophet, there was a messenger who used to be sent down. And they called people to make sure that they get guided and they will be saved in the hellfire. They will be saved in Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guards us by guiding us. Allah sent the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon whom this glorious Quran was revealed. If we are stick to the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, we will be guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is there, the guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran the purpose of revealing the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayat number 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Alif Lam Ra, we have given this book to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, from the polytheistic belief to Tawheed, to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who should be worshipped purely, alone, and unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab is the one. Al-Wahhab is the one who is the bestower of all affairs. He is the bestower who is bestowing his mercy, his help, his forgiveness, his guidance to all of us. He is Al-Wahhab. And that is the reason we would end this episode with the dua in which Al-Wahhab is mentioned in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 8. We pray so commonly, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Rabbana hablana, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hablana min ladunka rahma, innaka antal wahhab. O Allah, after you have given us guidance, do not let our hearts turn away from it, for you is the one who is the bestower in a countless way. He bestows us without account. So keep worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your struggle in knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We end this episode with the same dua. O Allah, keep us on the right path and let our hearts do not swerve, do not sway away from the guidance, from the truth. We end this episode. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who he is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to him out loud.